President Obama said American troops in Afghanistan will move to a supporting role several months earlier than expected.
Our troops will have a different mission: training, advising, assisting Afghan forces. It will be a historic moment.
President Karzai said after the handover, Afghan forces will be fully responsible for security.
International forces, the American forces, will be no longer present in Afghan villages, that the task will be that of the Afghan forces to provide for the Afghan people in security and protection.
The comments came several days after a senior Obama administration official suggested the U.S. may pull out all of its troops by the end of 2014. Some analysts argue such a move would jeopardize the gains made during more than a decade of war. Former Afghan ambassador to the U.S., Saeed Jawad.
To keep a zero option will undermine what's been accomplished in Afghanistan.
Analysts say even in 2 years, Afghan security forces will not be ready to battle the Taliban without U.S. helicopters, medical facilities, intelligence, and other critical support. Marvin Weinbaum of the Middle East Institute.
This is going to be absolutely critical because having air support is a morale builder, particularly for ground troops, knowing that they can get out of a tight situation because they can call in air support.
Earlier, President Karzai was welcomed at the Pentagon in an elaborate ceremony. He thanked Americans and NATO allies for their sacrifices. The U.S. hopes the Taliban will reconcile with the Afghan government, although virtually no progress has been made. Again, Marvin Weinbaum.
It's going to be hard enough to ultimately, if they ever get to that point, agree really to compromise on the substance of things. But right now, even the framework for an agreement is just not in sight.
Keeping forces after 2014 will require an agreement on the role of U.S. troops, including legal immunity for them. Senior military officials have called for a strong force, expressing concern that a rapid disengagement could cause Afghanistan's security forces to crumble. While progress has been made to prevent insurgents from regaining territory, violence persists. Former Afghan ambassador Saeed Jawad.
Unfortunately, we already see, actually, in some parts of Afghanistan, continued presence of Taliban and relatively sustained activities of Al-Qaeda in eastern Afghanistan already.
As President Karzai wrapped up his visit, it appeared the sun is already setting on America's long and costly war in Afghanistan. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.